you played at a time, 85 through 90, where the Browns were this close any number of times to being the best team in football, getting to the Super Bowl. Talk about being with the Cleveland Browns and really almost being like rock stars in this city.
It was an awesome time, and I had no idea when I signed on with the Browns what was coming. Playing with, I think, two of the best corners that ever played the game. A quarterback in Bernie Kosar, come here the same year he did. Kevin Mack, Dan Fike, guys like that. And we kind of just put that team together with Marty Schottenheimer. And, we were dynamite on the field. And, when it comes to that playoff season, everything's got to be clicking. And we were almost there. And, we were one game short a couple years there in a row. But I think we were the better team. But that doesn't matter. That's the reason why you play the game, right?
You talked about that 86 season. It seemed like the Browns were going to make it to the Super Bowl. They did not. Do you, all these years later, do you still think about being that close and then letting John Elway kind of pull the rug out from under you?
It's tough thoughts. And I think the reason why it's tough is because they play it all the time on ESPN Classics. I mean, every year if you get the playoffs, they play it. And when they play it, it's like one of my uncles would call me and say, hey, they got your game on TV. But I tell you what, those games were awesome games, and I think those games will remain to go down in history as one of the greatest games that ever played. I think about it occasionally. I played in four AFC Championship games, lost every one of them. Three with here at the Browns, the drive, the fumble, and then the one in 89, and then I went back to Marty in Kansas City with, I was playing with Montana and Mark Allen, and thought I really had a good opportunity there, and we lost to Buffalo. So I think about it, I said I was so close, but you just never know.
Now, you went to the AFC Championship game at Denver, but before that, to get there, you had to beat the Buffalo Bills and what ended up being a track meet, and you had the picture play that ended up on the front page of every newspaper with Don Beebe. Talk about that.
Well, I think that was an interception, and I don't know why they didn't give it to me, because the ball never hit the ground. But it was one of those deals where we were in a zone coverage, and Don just happened to run through my particular area of the game, and just saw the ball from Jim Kelly. I saw the ball, and I came just straight up, and we got there basically at the same time. He was he jumped a little higher than I did, but it was just one of those picture perfect tackles that you just kind of dream of having. And like I said, I see it all the time. I've gotten tons of pictures that people send me all the time of that hit. And that's kind of how I'm known by, from that hit.
You had one of the greatest special team games I've ever seen, 1986 up at Minnesota, which was really a pivotal game. Talk about that performance that day.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was one of those dream come true games, because I was a guy that was still trying to battle, try to get on the field on a every play basis. I'm still, as a backup safety, backup corner. And I think on the punt return there, Minifield and I came off the corner, and he got the block. And, I was able to pick up the ball and run it in and score. And that's a dream come true to score anything, even an interception or a fumble or a block punt or something like that. And then I think the following week, I blocked the punt, and Minifield picked it up and scored. So,
well, when you look at your career, do you have another game, another moment that, other than the ones we've talked about, that comes to mind?
Not really. I think about, some games that went, games that I had interceptions and I led the league in 89 in interceptions, so I had a few there. But I just look at games that I played that I helped our team, get to the next level, that playoff season. And so it was just every year I played for the Browns, we were always in the party at the end. And just to see how the city reacted, and there was just so much orange around the city, and that's all everybody talked about.